No order. Yeah, we're going to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Can I have a roll call, please?
Councilor Wood?
Here.
Councilor Holton?
Here.
Councilor Horning?
Present.
Councilor Eaton Novak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Supervisor Burns?
Present. We're going to move right into the public comment period. Is there anybody here in the public that wishes to speak this evening? Hearing none, seeing none, we're going to close out the public comment period. We're going to move right in. I need a motion to go into executive session to discuss and interview the code officers.
I'll make the motion.
A second.
Bye.
Second, what I'm going to do, because we've got a Zoom session going, is I'm going to remove everybody from the Zoom session who isn't in this room.
You're welcome.
And then I will leave the room and you can let me know when you're done.
Okay, yeah. We're doing this early so that people can sit back down and watch Robin the rest of the meeting. Right? So Robin's going to stay here.
In the Zoom session now. I'm going to be moving into the waiting room until the executive session ends.
Except Robin, right?
Everybody who's in this room will be in the session, and Robin.
And Robin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, because the clerk is going to remain in to take notes of the executive session. That way we always have a
record
of what occurs. Go ahead, Robin.
I'm sorry.
We're going to start our executive session. Everybody is out of the meeting,
okay,
except
not,
for
I'm still working on it.
Mr. Baxter.
Doing them one at a time here. No.
Shouldn't be more than 10 minutes.
Yeah. And if you take a look on the screen here, it'll say the three in the session are this computer, that computer, and Robin. And you can take a look at this and verify that you like to. Everybody should be out. Everybody should be the waiting room now, except for the people in this room and Robin.
So okay.
Take a look at that screen if you'd like to verify that.
Works for me.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you come on up, William? We have William Hamacher, who has applied for the code enforcement position. He is only the only one to apply. Mm-hmm. I have.
I'm going to start readmitting people from the waiting room.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm not sure they got a mask on.
Yeah, over the computer. I went over the mic.
Yeah.
Could have been. My granddaughter, that's her granddaughter.
Still there, Robin?
Robin is in the session. She is muted. She has muted herself at this time.
Okay.
I'm still here. The in and out the system is wonky.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit, Robin.
Yeah, I'm sure I am.
Okay. We'll deal with that, which is better than not being here. So do we need to need a motion to open up the regular to the organizational meeting again?
No.
No? Okay.
We'll return to the
writing. Okay, great. Good. Okay, next on our agenda is supervisor comments. What I tried to do is we had the public comment period. What I've noticed in the past is we don't have supervisor comment periods. So what I'm attempting to do is use this time. If you would like to, anything that's not on the agenda, you want to talk about something good. John Doe turns 100 years old. Somebody's been married for 50 years, you want to mention them, now's the time to get it out there in the public, you know, in the comments, and that'll happen under counselor comments. So under supervisor comments, what I would like to do is to just thank John Dunham for his years of service to the town, Doug Jordan for his service to the town, Craig Pettit for his services, Mercedes Siever, who worked for a little while for the town, and Mary Ann Pettit, who has worked for the town for 4 years.
Phillip, sorry.
Oh boy, I messed that one up. I'm in trouble. I saw the P.
You are.
That's going to cost me something. Anyways, so Mary Ann has been very helpful in the transition, and I appreciate her support. She has helped our new bookkeeper, Trudy, out the last couple days, paying our payroll, which was definitely needed to be done on Monday, made it a little tough for us. So I just want to thank Mary Ann for doing that. But during this comment time, I'd also like to welcome our newest member as well, which would be Doug Houghton, who was newly elected. We have Robin Eaton Novak, who went from deputy supervisor to a council member. George Horning is our new highway superintendent. And like I said, Trudy Angst is my new bookkeeper. So with that, I will go to counselors' comments. Any counselors wish to speak? Have any good news? Anything great to say?
Looking forward to the new year.
Okay. Oh, I think one thing I got to say, they've all worked hard to get the town where it is with this money situation and things, and I hope you can keep it the same way or improve it.
We're going to try, and I can only do it with your help.
That's right.
So, all right. Yeah. Anybody else? There's Robin.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm looking forward to improving our digital footprint on Parrish, and what I can do to help promote a positive and a more inclusive way to communicate with our community.
That's good. I think that's great. Yep.
I agree. Anything else, Robin? Okay. Sorry, Robin. Can't hear you. We're going to move on and continue on. I need a motion after coming out of executive session to appoint our code officer.
I'll make a motion.
That's right.
Okay, we're making that motion to appoint William Hamacher as our code enforcement officer and zoning enforcement officer. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Now, if I forget to do something, just let me know. We're going to move on to appointments. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go right through these and we'll make one motion at the end to approve A through F. That'll save us from making so many motions. Okay. So first one is elected officials. That's just for information only.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could you do it like after appointments and then after?
You want each one?
Yeah.
I was just going to go A through F. Okay. Is that good with legal?
That's fine. I think you can blanket them.
Yeah. Might be quicker than.
I think you can.
One.
I think I can too.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So we're going to move right on to appointments by the supervisor. The bookkeeper is Trudy Angst. I appointed her on Friday. My confidential secretary will be John Rosinski. My deputy supervisor will be Gary Wood. The town historian is Mary Bridget Schwartz. And the payroll clerk will be Trudy Angst. Any questions on those? Hearing none, seeing none, we are going to move on. Appointments by department. The clerk to town justice is Sheila Dager. Deputy court clerk, Kelly Reeder, second deputy court clerk, Evelyn Stelmachuk, deputy highway superintendent, which was appointed by George Horning, is John Hamilton. The deputy town clerk is Evelyn Stelmishuk. Second deputy town clerk is Kevin Dwyer. The deputy tax collector, Kelly Reeder. The historian's clerk, Kim Perkins. We're going to turn the page. Any questions on the first page? Most of these people have been in the positions for a while. So we're going to move on to appointments by the board on the second page. The position is going to be the assessor. The name is Denise Trudell. Okay. She expires in 2025, in case somebody was curious. The next position is the assessment board of review chair. This position, I believe, was empty, but she asked to be on that. Is that correct, Kelly?
Yeah.
Did you have anybody else apply?
No, we advertised twice.
And we advertised twice for that. So the name is Lynette Wood. Any questions on that? Here.
Is that supposed to be bar member?
Yeah, probably. We can correct the second one. It's ABR, BAR. So the second, the town bar member is Kevin Dwyer. The town bar member is John Rosinski. The code enforcement officer we just appointed was William Hamacher. Dog control officer is Stephen Kronk. The planning board members, the planning board chair is William Scriber. Town planning board member, Diane Spaziani. Town planning board member, Paul Gage. Village planning board member, Kevin Dwyer. The village just appointed Carol Dwyer to take the vacant seat by Ben and then myself. So they filled that spot. The next one is a little different. The planning board conservation officer is David Sperling. Now this is alternate number one. This is going to be a little bit confusing, but we have an intermunicipal agreement between the town and the village. And in that, it states exactly how we get these members, the alternates, okay, as well as the other ones. This one was chosen because he applied for it. He's got a doctorate, I believe, degree. And that planning board member, the alternate number one, comes to every meeting. He is paid $1,000, which is where all that time we budgeted $1,000 for a conservation officer. Mm-hmm. That is that spot. Okay. So that is number one. The second alternate was chosen by the planning board themselves. And that is stipulated in the agreement. Okay. That was chosen to be Craig Pettit. Any questions as to how that occurred? Hearing none, seeing none. Can I move on to the planning board clerk? The planning board clerk is Evelyn Stelmishuk. That's also appointed by the planning board. We just have to approve their thoughts. Mm-hmm. And that was Evelyn Stelmishuk who's currently doing that duty now. Going to move on. Let me know if there's any questions in these. Records management officer, Kelly Reeder. Vital statistics registrar is Kelly Reeder. Deputy will be Evelyn Stelmishuk. The Zoning Board of Appeals Chair is Mike Mueller. Zoning Board of Appeals Member is Walter Borland. Zoning Board of Appeals Member, Stuart Brown. Zoning Board Clerk, Evelyn. Any questions up to there? Hearing none, seeing none. We're going to move on to appointments by the board. The attorney for the town, Robert Gnant. Any questions?
Yeah. No.
Good. Cemetery coordinator. If there is a question, just raise your hand or Robin, speak if you can hear. Cemetery section is vacant. I believe it's been vacant for years.
What is that position? What is
that? Kelly could explain it better than I can.
It's in our rural cemeteries, which the only one that's open for burial is Dutch Hill. So he would dig the grave.
Oh, okay.
That's probably why it's vacant. So the chief constable is Mike Wood this year. Wow, I'm getting names because there's so many of them. Bob Dalton, was it? Kelly?
Yes.
Bob Dalton retired. Mike Wood will take over for him. We have Herb Hawker and Joshua Russell as the reserve. These are down in numbers. They're looking, and we will talk about it at the at our regular meeting, to start basically having somebody go to school, and they will be our own. There'll be a discussion about that. We'll get to that, you know, like I said, in the regular meeting. So that's why there's two vacancies on that. The chief fire warden will be Lawrence Harvey. The fire warden is Mark Adams. The next fire warden, from my understanding, is has always been the highway superintendent. So that would be George Horning. And then his deputy is the other fire warden, from what I've understood. Can anybody enlighten me any more on that?
They only work, or they're only called upon if they have a fire in like Happy Valley.
In Happy Valley. So that's why most of those guys are around. DBW evidently, or sorry about that, highway. So that will be that. Deputy Code Enforcement Officer is currently Pat Dolan. I think he's going to keep him. So right now it's Patrick Dolan, same one I've had for the last 2 years, or actually just this year, I believe. Deputy Dog Control Officer is vacant. Where did the dog? Oh, the dog officer is up above, huh? Yes. Okay. So the deputy is vacant. The Geographic Systems Officer is Mickey Dietrich. And our Park Maintenance Worker is currently vacant. We can discuss that as it comes time to maintain the parks, mowing lawns, et cetera. Any questions on that page? Okay. Highway employees.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Robin.
This is Robin. I apologize. My internet is intermittent.
Okay.
Did we have a conversation? Did we have a conversation a few minutes ago about the town lawyer?
Negative.
Conversation. No.
Nobody had any questions. Nobody had any concerns. We all basically approved Robert Gurnett. Did you have any problems with that?
I do.
Okay. We will do that one by a roll call vote. Can we do that? Okay, let's do a roll call vote for the attorney for the town. Yeah, we got to make a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Now we have the discussion, right, before the vote?
Sure, we can have discussion right now.
So she wanted to voice.
Go ahead. Robin, are you still there?
I'm here, and I apologize for my poor connection. I'm just concerned that Mr. Gannett is not officially a town attorney, or doesn't have the specialty that we need, and that we continuously need to reach out to other attorneys to meet our needs. And I think it's time to get ourselves a new attorney.
You're breaking up again.
We need to find a new way.
Unfortunately, I cannot hear her. She does have concerns. Does anybody else have any concerns? Okay, well, can I have the vote, please, then? Sorry, Robin.
Okay, Councilor Ward.
Yes.
Councilor Holton.
Aye.
Councilor Horning.
Abstained.
Supervisor Burns, I don't know, should I take?
Yeah, try for Robin if we can.
Okay. Councilor Eaton Novak?
Yeah, I do have a note from her via chat that says no to the lawyer.
Okay.
If you want to count that as her vote.
Okay. What'd she say? What did he say? I'm sorry.
She cannot, votes in no. The chat associated with the Zoom session, Robin sent a notice no to the lawyer.
Motion carried. Oh, I'm sorry. Supervisor Burness?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Any other questions on that page? Okay, sorry, Robin, you're just hard to hear. The highway employees, like I said, are on there.
There's errors.
Is there errors?
I'm Chris Ellsworth.
Great.
And well, Katie Ellsworth is a senior also.
You're both seniors?
Yeah.
Because you were there last year?
Yes.
Great. That was a good thing to know. So you're a senior and the other one is senior. So the only new one we have then is Gary?
I don't know who that is. So
yeah, Gary's new.
Okay. Everything else is correct?
I can't. My husband, I asked my husband through text and he said one of those others is no longer with us, but I...
It's that dumb tandem.
Yeah.
Okay. We can cross him off the list?
I guess.
I'll speak to myself and my daughter being seniors, but I don't know if you want to check with the highway superintendent.
We'll leave it on there, yeah. I mean, because it's... The highway superintendent, to my knowledge, gets to hire these people, and we don't have a choice anyways.
Right.
So they're just on there, and we can change them at will as soon as... George decides to, you know, get new ones. For right now, it's kind of like just a informational item that I think has always been on these lists. So now we're going to go into the Town of Parrish 2022 administrative salaries. Highway superintendent at 44. All these are already done anyways. Town clerk at 22. These are in the budget, but just in case I made a mistake. Yes.
Jim, excuse me.
Yep.
I think probably what you ought to do is have a motion to confirm all the appointments that you read off, unless somebody has an objection.
Okay. We can do that right now. Gary, somebody want to
make a motion, Justin?
One second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstained? Perfect. Sorry, Robin, can't hear you anymore either. So we'll keep trying. That's all we can do. So we'll move on to the next one then. Administrative salaries. Like I said, the highway superintendent was 44. Town clerk was 22. The assessor was 20,000. Is that correct? Or did we cut that down to 18? That's what I thought. Sorry about that. We'll make that correction to 18. Code enforcement officer is 16. Supervisor is 16. Town justice is 16. Bookkeeper at 13. Attorney for the town, 11,500. Court clerk, 11,000. Dog control officer, 6. Counselors at 4. The tax collector at 4,000. Deputy highway superintendent, 3,250. And the payroll clerk at 3,000. We're on to the next page. The planning board chair at 2,000. Records management officer, 2,000. Deputy tax collector, 1,500. Conservation advisor, 1,000. Deputy supervisor, 1,000. Historian, 1,000. Planning board clerk, 1,000. Planning board members, 1,000. Chief constable, 900. Vital statistics registrar, 500. The cemetery sexton, $500 per grave opening, $50 per cremation opening. Zoning Board of Appeals Chair, $350. Assessment Board of Review Chair, $325. Cemeteries Coordinator, $250. Board of Assessment Review Members, $200. This is where I have changed it a little bit. I'm looking for your approval. All those previous ones were from the old numbers. Zoning Board of Appeals members, I looked at it and we used to, I think, pay them 50. But what I did was I put it down to 40. They don't meet very often. And the only reason I tried to put it to 40, and you gentlemen and woman can certainly change it, is because the planning board alternate, I wanted to keep them equal because they both meet whenever. So I didn't know what you wanted to do with the Zoning Board of Appeals members. I could put it back to 50. I could leave it at 40. Totally up to the board. Any questions, concerns on that one?
Well, they all have to have schooling, right?
I'm not sure about the ZBA.
Yes, they do.
Okay. How many hours of schooling do they have to have?
I think it's four.
Just like planning board?
So I would say that's a prerequisite for all of those.
Yes. And if you look at the planning board alternates, when I changed those up a little bit, it was $20 if you come and observe, for example, the planning board alternate that is not the conservation officer, and it is the second alternate. If he comes and watches a meeting so he can get his feet wet, $20 to come get your feet wet. So when they call you, you've at least seen the whole process. Mm-hmm. Same thing I did with the ZBA. That should have been $20 instead of $30. It should have been, although the meetings don't happen. Maybe that's why, because the meetings don't happen. We only hold the ZBA maybe twice a year whenever it's needed.
Right.
So I upped for observing $30 there. I'm just trying to make something that
even across.
Yeah, fair. Because
it, this is what happened before these prices.
What happened before was, and I have the sheets here from the last one. Let me find the page here. All the planning board and the ZBA alternates was $20. So it was 20 across the board, but it didn't give them that observation time if they wish to come in, even though they're not being sat at the table. There was none of that in there.
They're observing their own.
They're observing their own
group,
but they can't sit at the table and vote because they're an alternate. And if they aren't needed, because you know the ZBA has three,
right?
And that the fourth is the alternate. He's not going to come and watch every time it meets. And they only meet twice a year. So it's not a huge increase in funds, mm-hmm. but it gets them at least to come in and observe, similar to the planning board alternate where they meet monthly. If he wants to come in and observe, he's not going to get paid what the gentleman doing the work is there, but he'll sit there and watch. And mm-hmm. so if they do need him, he'll at least be there, you know, I mean, and
if they do, then it goes up to 40.
Yeah, and then if they need him and he sits at the table that night and Bill Scriber calls him up, says, hey, we don't have somebody here for whatever reason. Can you come up? He's already, you know, hopefully there. And then he gets paid the 40 for participating and voting, having that power to vote.
Yep. Sounds good to me.
Now, the only thing that we may want to do, and I didn't realize this when I did it, is bump that ZBA members up themselves per meeting attended, up to the $50.
The meetings itself, yeah.
Yeah, because they only meet maybe twice, three times a year. It's tough to get somebody to do that job.
Right.
But that's just, you know, my opinion. And that's why the numbers can always change in these, you know, through a discussion.
Yeah, they can be changed next week if so desired.
I believe so.
You know, it depends on the flow.
Right. It's just, I hate to do that to somebody that is planning on, not really planning on getting this, but is stepped up to the plate and is planning on per meeting this amount, and then we cut it. I don't want to do that through the year. That's why the organizational meeting will hopefully last for a year. We can always change it next year.
Well, that's what it was before. And in the future, if you see you need to raise it to get participation,
we could do that. You know. Yep. I just don't want to lower it.
Right.
Once we set it for that year, you know, I don't know if it's legal to lower it or not, but we'll worry about it when it comes.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can lower them. I think you could increase, but I don't know if you can lower it from what the budget said it was.
Robin, are you still here?
Nope.
I tried again, so.
Robin is not on the list of people in the okay. moment.
Apologize for that, but it is what it is. So do you want to leave it what it, what do you want to do with this?
I think we could make, why not vote on the keeping the changes now? It's one less thing we got to be concerned with, because I think.
Yeah, vote on the package, and later on, if you think we need to.
Well, the only thing that I didn't realize I did was lower the ZBA members themselves per meeting attended.
Right.
That's why I'd like to put that back up to 50 where it was.
It was before.
Right. Yes. I don't want to cut them. And now I understand why.
Yep.
And at the time when I was doing this initial one, it just didn't look right. But now it makes more sense.
Yep. I'll make a motion to go with the changes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Fantastic. It passes. Next one we have is designations. Administrative offices, 2938 East Main Street, Parrish, New York, 13131. Most of this is, nothing has been changed that I can recall, but if anybody has a question as we go down, wants to change something, please raise your hand and I'll be able to see that you want to change something. The bids, it says, accept all state and county approved bids. Conservation Advisory Council is the planning board and conservation officer or advisor. Sorry about that. Delegation to the Association of Towns. I don't believe we're sending anybody to the annual meeting or an alternate to the annual meeting unless somebody, I'm quite honestly not familiar with that process yet. But maybe next year we can send somebody unless you guys want to, you know, you want to send somebody.
It's in New York City.
It's in New York City, yeah.
New York City.
Hearing none, seeing none, I'm going to continue on then. The employee handbook has approved January 1st, 2011. It needs to be updated, of course. We'll try to work on that as well. Engineer, Miller Engineering. External auditor, hire when needed. The grant writer is Jay Grosso. Health insurance, highway employees, highway superintendent, town clerk, providing the position is full time. Retirees per contract and addendum. Attorney and justice, if all premiums are paid out of pocket. Invest idle money, supervisor is given authority to invest idle monies. Go ahead.
Did you happen to notice they had on the news that was a new law that went into effect in January that the term employee covers former employees too? Did you happen to see that?
I didn't.
We have to look that up. And as of January, the term in New York State, as far as employee, like you talk about, okay, you're a highway employee. If you worked at the highways, whatever, there's no limitation if you were hired and employed by them.
Yuri, if I could add a little bit to that, I did hear that story, but I'm not sure if it might not be specific to whistleblowers. because it was in the context of a story about who is protected under whistleblower law. So it might be specific.
Was
it
okay? We can.
But that might give you a little more lead
maybe
on.
Maybe you can look that up and see what the total truth. Right. But I just happened to remember that when it said employees, that sometimes maybe down the road that might play into effect in something, you know.
Say that again, Kelly.
The town justice.
Where are you at, Kelly?
Health insurance down at the bottom.
Okay. Yes, that was just left on from last year's. Would you like to remove the justice? Because of our current.
Is there a need?
It's the attorney pays it out of his pocket right now.
Right. I think, yeah, we should probably remove the justice because if something were to happen, we might be bound in the future.
Right.
To have that written down. So if a new justice comes in, he may believe he gets it. Am I being all right with that, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. So I think we should remove the justice. Everybody good with that?
Yep.
Okay. We're just going to. We're going to go on to invest idle monies. The supervisor is given authority to invest idle monies. Joint meetings, March 10th, June 9th, September 8th, December 8th at 7 o'clock. The marriage officers, Kelly Reeder and Evelyn Stelmashock. Mileage allowance, town officers and officials, 0.585 per mile from the office. No mileage given for driving in town limits, except for the assessor and code enforcement officer. Monthly meetings, third Thursday every month at 6. Monthly workshops, fourth Thursday as needed at 6 o'clock. Everybody good with those so far? Negotiator John Brunelli, official bulletin board, the gym lobby bulletin board, official depositories, Key Bank for Cemeteries and Pathfinder Bank, official paper, Camden Queen Central. Major ads may be put in more than the Queen Central, and that's up to a board decision, I believe. So if we put anything in more than just the Camden, if we want to look for an engineer, a town, you know, something else, we can go broader. We can go to the post standard. We can go, you know, city of Oswego, but we'll decide that. And this allows us to do that. Okay. Petty cash, $200 for the clerk, $100 for the code enforcement officer, $200 for the justice, $100 for the tax collector. The prepays, we are approving paying prior to board meetings for public utilities, postage, and freight. Any objections to that? Okay, we'll continue on. The public notice must be read. Official notice will be provided to the public and the news media of all regular special meetings and workshops of the town board at which public business is officially transacted. Such notice is designated to facilitate public attendance at such meetings so they may observe and listen to the deliberations of the board. Listings to be included on our town website. Purchase equipment. Highway superintendent is authorized to spend up to $2,000. Items that cost over $2,000 need to be approved by the board or possibly put out for bid. Any questions on that one? That was just from last, so I just copied and pasted it. Signature on accounts. Supervisor, deputy supervisor, and town clerk.
Or deputy clerk.
Kelly, are you keeping these so I can? Yeah. Fantastic, thank you. Special counsel, hire when needed with advice from town attorney.
Yep.
That makes sense to everybody? That good with you, Bob?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I thought would happen, so that's good. Transfer of funds. Board will approve budget modifications at the board meetings as needed. And our current highway union contract, the Teamsters, they expire in 2023. Town of Parrish legal holidays for 2022. All town offices will be closed and no meetings will be scheduled on these days. New Year's Day, Saturday, January 1st. Martin Luther King Day, Monday, January 17th. President's Day, Monday, February 21st. Town of Parrish Day, Saturday, March 20th. Optional by the department. And this was, of course, the day our town was incorporated. Memorial Day, Monday, May 30th. Independence Day, Monday, July 4th. Labor Day, Monday, September 5th. Columbus Day, Monday, October 10th. Election Day, Tuesday, November 8th. Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th. Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 24th. And Christmas Day, Monday, December 26th. Any question on our legal holidays? No? I might have messed up on one of those, so...
I just never knew that Parrish Day was a...
I didn't know it until I read it there either, so...
I never got paid for it.
Well, that's because you work for the village.
Retroactive over there.
Yes. Can we move on? We're going to move on to the fee schedule. These are non-building permits. None of this has changed from last year. But I will just read them out. The revenue source is going to be copies of the comprehensive plan, $50. Chunk storage law 10. Subdivision law 10. Zoning law 15. A dog license, if you have them spayed or neutered, it is $6. If you do not have them spayed or neutered, $18. Marriage license 40. Merrill Park Pavilion rental for a town or village resident is 30. Merrill Park Pavilion rental, non-resident, $60. Merrill Park seasonal field use for organized sports, $75. And it said town and village residents underneath there, so that would be for the town and residents, $75. Because if you are a non-resident for organized sports, it will be $100. A return check charge is at $20. And then we're going to move into some zoning revenues. Special permit, temporary camper parking, $75. Subdivision fee for your basic is $225 plus $30 notice fee. Subdivision fee per additional lot is $30. Site plan fee $300 plus $30 notice fee. A travel resort license is $300 plus $2 per site. And a manufactured home park license is $300 plus $2 per site. Any questions on those?
These licenses, are there expiration dates or?
As far as,
let's say you had a travel resort license, is that like?
That is yearly.
To see, these are all.
This is all months. Yearly. So okay. It that is for a zoning permit on both of those. And we currently have one travel resort and we have two mobile home parks.
But they're all for a year from the time.
It's for a year. Okay. It's normally June or July that they expire, and that way the zoning enforcement officer will go in and make sure that they are up to date, and then they will issue a permit. Most of the stuff with those is mainly in roads and making sure signage for zoning, and then it goes into code enforcement for what's inside the buildings and safety of the buildings themselves. But most of the zoning is just with the roads and stuff like that. Any other questions?
Subdivision fees.
Yes.
What do you get for your $225?
What you're going to get is all the work that the planning board puts in. Many meetings. Advertising. Because you have to advertise for neighbors if you subdivide. Notify. Right, to notify them.
The landowner does that. I did it.
Did you?
I know.
You have to give them the information.
You have to give them the information, but I think it goes out through the clerk.
No, it goes out through me.
Really?
When did you do it? You have to go door to door.
Yeah.
Ask the people.
When did you do that?
I did that 2 years ago.
That would be a great and question.
And it cost me $100. That's why another reason I'm asking.
Maybe the fee was written wrong.
It's something to think about. And
let me look and see.
There's really minimal work for.
How did you find out you had to do that?
They told me. Board told me.
Who told you?
The zoning.
Zoning board.
Well, I just like to see people get something for the money.
Oh yeah.
I think
yeah.
That's a little absurd.
They can't double charge for. You know, you can't. You shouldn't be paying twice for the same thing you're doing.
Yeah, I'm not.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's something to look into because, right. Like I say, you know, you can charge whatever you want, but people got to get something for it.
Yeah, I still have the old one right here. And it was $225 for a subdivision basic fee. This is from 2021. Plus $30 notice fee. And that's just what it's been. I think you just went through one too, didn't you, recently or no? What was your fee?
$225. Well, I did it 2, maybe 3 years ago.
I don't have an answer, but you know, I mean, I don't know
where these numbers come from.
Well, the planning board is supposed to charge the fee.
So they charge what they want to charge.
Well, maybe they made a mistake and gave you a discount. I don't know.
I don't think so.
The worst thing about it, they take their sweet time.
They think that it is a something that like they're in Washington.
Yeah, right.
Year that I did it, I could have gone to Oswego and done it. And although the board got upset because I went over there and you still end up having to pay title fees. You got to pay this, that. And by the time you get done, and it costs you more
because
you paid the $225. Well, let's talk about it later.
Okay. Like I said, I mean, the issue with these type of fees, and what we have to remember, these are user fees. So the people that are doing subdivisions, we may have 10 a year, possibly. So they help pay because not everybody does a subdivision. So it's more of a user fee. Like the 10 people on Allen Road that don't do a subdivision shouldn't be subsidizing a subdivision. And that it's not extravagant, but it's just something to think about as a user fee. The people that use the system have to pay for it.
Well, person that wants to subdivide,
yep,
it's up to him, mm-hmm, her. And I just don't see where it's worth that.
Right. I mean, the planning board, I don't recall what the budget is right offhand. But once again, I know they don't make above what we're paying them to do. So it's not like our fees are extravagant where we are, you know, paying above and beyond what we're paying them to do the job. And that's where a user fee, to me anyways, comes in. Just like building permits. If the person or the people in the town don't do any building, the user fee offsets because the people that are doing the building offsets the fees or how to operate that department.
Right. I understand that, but I also understand, like you said, the person paying that, if I was going to subdivide my land,
I'm the only
what do
one
I get for
what
do I get from it? Yeah, what do I get for, you know what I mean? You got to get something for $225. You know what I'm saying? For that, it's a lot of money. Right. Not everybody around here has that kind of money for all this stuff. Just understood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And if you go through that process, you're going to still end up paying another couple $100 for 10 people to go do their work.
Like I said,
why?
This number, I believe, was derived from the planning board. It wasn't just a number that was arbitrated, I think, over the years, because it hasn't gone up since last year.
Right.
I think they've, you know, devised this number for a reason, and I can't tell you the reasons, but it's there, and it was there last year. If you guys want to decrease it, we can
talk about it later. Just
something to put on the.
The thing is, when you go to, you'll have to go to Oswego.
You can't do that anymore.
You could then.
I know you can't now. They got that door locked.
You go in three places, and everyone wants another fee.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. And that's up to, like I said, that's up to the board. We can change this and we can notify the planning board. But what I'd like to do is at least discuss it with the planning board and see how they came up with this fee, because I believe that's where it generated from.
That's what I'm saying. We can talk about it later.
Yep. So we will leave it at this then.
I just want to talk about it later. Yep.
And we can discuss it at a later time if that's good with everybody.
Yep.
Is there anything else on this sheet that anybody has an objection to or wants to discuss? No. And I'm seeing none. We're going to move on to the non-building permits still. Oh, wait. Sorry about that. I had a double sheet. It happens.
Go over that again.
Yeah, sometimes that printer just spits them out. We're moving on to the building permit section. All of these are almost all the same from last year. I, as the code enforcement officer, did not feel that we should raise any of these or change any of these through my experience. It is exactly what they were last year. Do you want me to read through them?
I don't see a need.
No.
No need to. Okay. What, there is one that was open last year, and it was a road cut permit where it says not decided, 5 lines or so from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It was empty on last year's form, but it was to be discussed with the highway superintendent. It never got done. I don't know if we want the fee, if we want to just cross it off, but some towns, I believe, charge to put a new driveway in. This is part of that. And that may be still what the highway superintendent would do. I just had it on here and I just put not decided instead of, you know, ask Craig, I believe is what was on the old one.
You tapping your feet, Paul?
Get to the rhythm.
So I'm not sure what.
I think we can leave that out and we can talk. But
just leave it not decided.
Right.
Okay.
Right for right now.
We'll change it later.
Any other questions on anything down through that sheet? Okay. Hearing none, seeing none, we're going to move on. We will do the continued building permit schedule. The first item that I wrote not decided, this is new. This year, in the spring, we actually have new zoning laws that the board approved. In that is temporary storage containers. The first 3 months, it can stay on your lot without a zoning permit. After 30 days, you apply for a zoning permit, and it lasts 6 months. I don't know if you guys wanted to put a fee with that to have a storage container on there. It's just something that was new come March or April, I believe it was passed. And that is up to you as to, because quite honestly, the zoning enforcement officer is going to be a little busier with complaints if once people understand that it's in the zoning law. Because if he has to issue a permit, now he has to go check it after the 6 months and see if they need to extend it. I did 2 of them, and it was free because there was no fee yet. I issued it for 6 months with no fee.
Is there?
Well, then what do you do?
Then you get a 3-month extension if you need to, and or then that storage container has to come off the property.
Can they be removed?
They can be in the court, absolutely.
Is there a penalty or a fine or something if you just put it on there and you go 6 months and don't pay no attention?
Not normally, unless you guys decide to have one, but it's like anything else.
Well, my take is, I think we got all the fees we need, but if somebody don't comply within the 6 months, I understand. I wouldn't want somebody to put one next to my driveway this far. And
these are all popping up
forever. Because
that's what I mean. Is what's the penalty? You know, do we?
Well, there should be some kind of a.
Should be like some kind of fine, and then so much every.
Yeah.
To make them.
So much for every day afterwards when you're not in compliance.
Yeah.
So we have to come up with something.
Kind of deterrent.
But on this type of fee, on this type of deal, container, that some of it's going to come under agriculture too. I'm sure of that.
Right. And that's where we have agricultural permits to make sure they still apply to zoning.
Yeah.
And we do have those in our current zoning, you know, process. I think it's a $30 fee.
Yeah, right.
Just for zoning permit for an agricultural building, even though this is not a building, it's a weird gray area. But somehow it's in the zoning law that they get 30 days free. And that's that temporary storage container. Most of the time, they're now being used for full-time sheds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're not allowing them to be used as sheds. We're only, according to the zoning law, we're only allowing 6 months and a max 9 months.
Well, that would be my question. What do you do at the six-month mark? Tell them to move it?
No, you got 3 more months. And then you could take them to court because it could be extended. But that's with a permit. Now, if they haven't, you know, that's the way the law was written.
I got a question. What if you got you got one of those storage containers? Because I even thought about it. But what if you got one of those storage containers and you took and got a hold of the Amish, got a bunch of rough cut lumber, put sides onto a peaked roof, metal roof, and just use that because they're sealed, they're a strong container. But now from the outside, it looks like a storage shed.
Well, now it falls under the building permit because it's over 144.
The size.
Right.
Okay, so then they go by.
144 square
foot. So that is legal, though, as long as if you.
And that's why these are temporary. A lot of places, like I've seen, that they are turning them into homes. In Parrish, we don't allow anything under 960 square feet.
Right.
So these are not allowed right in our zoning to begin with for homes. Now, you could make them into temporary hunting and fishing cabins. Temporary, not permanent use.
Right.
But it's a storage container still. If you want to cover it up, that would be a gray area that we may have to deal with in later. But once it looks all nice and wood and you can't tell the difference.
Well, that's what I mean. So you'd be more or less, if you were going to get one and do that to it, you would just get a building permit for that many square feet.
And you're done.
And the problem with that is now it falls under the building codes. And those storage containers, there's nothing in the code that talks about using storage containers as a structure.
Right.
So now what I would do is I would have to have them, and this is going a long way, have it approved by an architect or an engineer.
I mean, you know, they said on container ships,
yeah,
15 of them on top.
I don't have anything anywhere that tells me what it's rated. Is it rated for 60 pounds of snow?
Because there's nothing there. Doesn't mean
correct
that it's wrong,
right?
You know what I mean? And just like if there's something there, then that can be challenged. But if nothing there, it doesn't mean no.
Now you have to tie them down too if it becomes a full-time structure.
But
if you build a shed, you don't
have to make a shed out of it. It can be on.
Yes, it's
skids where it's a
weird gray area that.
Yeah, so it all would be have to be challenged and gone down through with more
correct. Or less.
And
that'll be up to
you. Go back to the manufacturer of the Connex and just use their evaluation.
Yeah. They're...
Now, you said there's a certain minimum of square footage.
Yep.
So you're against the tiny house thing.
That's what our zoning law says, yes.
Do we have any?
We do not allow any tiny houses.
Do we have any?
I don't know. We may. Quite honestly, we may have tiny houses. Just nobody's reported them. It's a very hard, you know.
I really don't like that. I mean, it's just personally. the fact that you're telling me I can't have a tiny home.
I understand. That's our zoning law.
Well, we can change that.
They can be repealed. There's no doubt.
We can.
I just don't think it's right telling somebody how to design your house.
Because, I'll tell you what.
I understand. Yeah, you can't build one on toothpicks. We know that.
Well, yeah, right. But then,
if you want to build a tiny one that's built the code for us, structurally,
they're doing it all over the United States.
It should be okay, you know. But so we'll have to bring that up.
Yeah. That's something we will have to deal with in the future for sure.
I don't want to take a lot of time now. No. Just
right. I know.
Write down things of interest.
Yeah, make the notes for something to bring up.
So the item at hand is: do we charge for a zoning permit to have these placed on your property after 30 days or not?
Well, you gave them 3 months grace.
Right.
You said you gave them three months.
There's a 3-month extension onto this when it's permitted.
Okay. So when you start, you get 30 days.
Correct.
Then you can move that to.
Then you have to permit it for.
Like 3 months at a time. Is that what you're saying?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
So you permit it till the end of the 6 months.
Correct.
Okay.
So
then you can have an add-on.
Then you can have an extension no more than 3 months.
Okay.
So you have 9 months to have this on your property.
But then you're out, right?
Well, plus the 3 months. So you have 10 months to have it on your property.
But then you've got to do something.
Then you've got to do something with it according to the zoning law.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Then you take it, put it on a trailer, take it down the road. 2 days later, bring it back. You got another 9 months.
I'd have to read the zoning law on that. And that is up to interpretation for the new code of zoning enforcement guy.
I'm just joking.
That's out of your category.
Yep, that's correct. I can only advise what I know currently. So, like I said, back at the item at hand, do we want to charge for these people to get that permit, or do you want to just leave storage containers?
We'll see where it goes. If it becomes abusive, we can do something about it.
Right. The thing is that if you've had one previously, it's pre-existing non-conforming. We can't go out and we didn't make the law to take any of the old ones out of here. We're just preventing new ones from coming in.
Okay.
It's not like the junkyard law goes back through time and it takes care of all junkyards. This law starts, and from that point on, we can no longer allow storage containers. So if they, without permitting, or like I said, for up to 10 months.
Okay, well, I want to understand it.
Yep, I didn't understand it either until I realized it was in there.
So if they wanted a storage, put a core storage container, you come down and get a permit for free?
Right now you do. Right now there's no fee.
Because it's hard for a code enforcement to go buy a house. And there's one. Jeez, when did that get there?
Yes.
How long has it been there?
And then that is why the code enforcement officer would say, hey, this is new this week because somebody just complained.
Right.
I know the date approximately. I'm going to go from the date I was there. But other than that, I'd have to say as a code enforcement officer, show me the receipt of when this was delivered so I can determine this.
Yes, because you'd have to say, okay, I call up, say, hey, this thing's been here for 6 weeks next to me. So you come out and say, okay, well, this is the first time I see it. So they got 30 days from today because this is the first time I put my eyes on it. So 30 days from today.
Unless now, you I'm show back. Me a receipt and want to prove to me. But other than that, I can't guess on it.
And you can't take words. You got to have proof.
So you got to do the best you can. If somebody, is complaining, you're signing in and driving by. I mean.
Yep.
And if it's more than a storage container, it's a permitted building.
It's a permanent structure.
Yeah. You have a permit for it.
You would have a building permit for a storage shed.
And storage container does not limit it to tractor trailer with wheels.
No, tractor trailers are a whole separate entity in our zoning law.
Yeah.
Anything with a trailer, there's a separate zoning law for tractor trailers, not just storage containers. It talks about the box of it and the cab of it, and that's in our zoning law as well. So it talks a little differently.
Okay.
So what would you guys like to do with this?
We'll leave it the way it is until it becomes a problem.
Leave it free.
If we get a problem, then we can address it.
So we're going to leave this free.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to put it on the list. I'm going to cross that right off because it's not a fee if it's free.
Right. Then you can't go
back. Put it on your list of things to discuss later.
Yeah.
If it becomes a problem.
Right. Well, if it becomes a problem, one of the council members will know that it's a problem through this discussion and bring it up.
Sure.
And then we can discuss it. I'm not going to put it on an agenda or anything like that, as we don't know when it's going to end.
Because we can change it later through a resolution, right?
You can change zoning law. I would have to check that. Maybe Bob would know that one.
Not change the zoning law, but change, okay, now by resolution and voting of the board, we can, okay, we're going to put a permit fee on there.
Yeah.
Right. That would be changing the zoning law. So that, well, no, it wouldn't be changing the zoning. You're only changing the fee.
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
Yes, we'd have to look into that. So with all those covered, any other discussion on the pages we just discussed? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you going to take off the storage container completely?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, we would just delete that.
And worry about it next year. If it comes, maybe in 6 months it might happen.
Right.
But other than that, next year at our organization meeting.
There's 10 of these and you want to start charging something, we'll do it.
In between then, if we have to, we have to. But other than that.
Anything else on there, on these pages? Can I have a motion, please, to approve A through F
with your motion
with the changes?
Second.
Kelly, do you have all the changes? Okay. Just want to make sure that we're going to approve this and that we have somebody that has them officially.
We only have a place to start from.
Yeah, we wrote them down. You wrote them down as we went along. Yes.
I have plenty.
And you wrote them out here too, right?
Yeah, so I can confirm with her.
We print them off with the changes and that's
set them out. Yeah.
As long as we approve them and got in.
No, we did.
Thing on the end here, so you can use it on your computer.
Well, I'll just get with you and make sure that we're in agreement when I change them. So, like I said, I need a motion to approve A through F with the changes of section 5, 6, 7, 8.
Done.
Second. Yep.
Yep.
Mr. Houghton made the motion. Mr. Wood seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Would you like a roll call?
Probably should on this.
Okay, let's have a roll call vote, please.
Hunter Wood?
Yes.
Hunter Houghton?
Aye.
Hunter Horning?
Yes.
Supervisor Burness?
Yes.
I don't know, should I call him?
Try calling Robin. I don't think she's on.
Robin is not in the session at this time, to the best of my knowledge.
Robin got, a little
bad connection, yeah.
Yep. So that passes. We will move on to our next item, which is new business off the floor. Is there any new business off the floor that cannot wait until next Thursday?
The idea of Robin handling a parish Facebook website thing and stuff. I mean, it'd be better to discuss that, like maybe the next meeting when she's here.
When she's here.
So that she can be aware of, of everything. So, so everybody here knows about it.
Right. Garrett, what Gary is talking about is we were in discussion and we just needed board approval, but without Robin here, I'd rather wait. And so with Gary, we're talking about opening up a Town of Parish Facebook page where things are posted positively.
Right.
In a general nice manner, where we can be very informative to our residents because there's tons of them on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I personally am not, but I know a lot of people are.
And she's very good at that.
And Robin is good at that. And we're thinking about making her an administrator with one other person as a secondary administrator. And we can talk more details when Robin comes back.
That was one of the larger complaints that I had when I was campaigning. The fact, lack of good communication
right.
amongst all parties.
Right.
I mean, you know, all of your zoning and planning boards. I mean, there has to be a lot more talk.
I think it should be a goal.
Well,
this year of increasing the reputation of the town of Parrish and Oswego County.
Well, you know, like Robin has a good handle on Facebook stuff.
Yep.
And I think she did it well with her knowledge. And maybe if we find another person that has a good amount of ambition and intelligence, whatever, to get a good page.
Right. Right.
Then, yeah, you know, we can find another person you're, that you're talking about.
Are you stepping up to the plate is what you're saying?
I don't know anything about Facebook other than how to get to it.
Anyways, we can discuss that in 2 weeks.
I'm sitting right here with Rich.
We will attempt our best to do that. That is new business off the floor. Mm-hmm. And because you didn't make a motion, we're not going to table anything. But please bring it up in 2 weeks.
But, yeah. Well, yeah. But because I want to talk to him extensively when Robin's here.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
So, and because we didn't.
Then to see if she accepts it, you know, maybe right. there, if she wants to.
I've chatted with her a little bit in the past. She seemed up to it, but I just want to make sure that things haven't changed and we need her here in order to make that happen. So we will.
You know, maybe two or possibly three people that can oversee it.
Yep. We just have to give those people the permission to do it.
Yeah.
And we can do that.
We also, I think, we can bring
is
up.
Is there any better system that we can use on Zoom? I mean, I've had my problems, and I know Robin has hers now.
Sure. So, when you say problems as in connection?
Yeah.
I kind of wonder, you should have a good high-speed connection here with your internet.
Provider. Well, I guess what I'm asking, is there good, better, and best?
In terms of internet connection, I'm not sure that you're not at the best that you can get. Because if you went through cellular and wireless, that's typically slower than the connection that you've got now with fiber.
Okay.
And the other is I forget the name of it. It's through a telephone company, but that's typically slower as well.
About Spectrum businesses.
I think you just take a look at your bill and see what you're paying for now and what rate you're getting. But I don't think Spectrum Business offers any higher speed. But I can look into it and I'll let you know. I'll talk to Kelly and we'll take a look at the bills and check with them. And
looking at what just happened to Robin. Now, she might be 1,000 miles away.
Yeah.
I can answer to that.
I think that's the issue.
Robin, I believe, is down in the Virgin Islands somewhere. Yeah. Something, St. Tom, I don't know which one.
Oh, that's
she was having a bad internet connection on her end, I believe.
Okay, all I'm saying is,
yes.
Let's get out there and make sure that we have good available.
Right. And what I believe what Paul's putting out there is good. It's just the people that are receiving it. Are having the issues whether they're in the woods
or depending on when they got their house.
Yeah.
Further and see if there's any room for improvement. Absolutely, it's a good idea.
Yep.
Another thing on new business. Remember, we talked a little bit about it. Was something to come up at the meetings that we can discuss in the future. Is getting a committee, one board member possibly, and with some other town residents. Of like an oversight committee for community park and other productive things, whether it's Christmas decorations or whatever, just things about the town that they can bring back to the board with suggestions and oversight, or maybe like with the community park, the improvements we want to make there that they can be there. I think if it includes a few people from the town, family, parents, or whatever people from the town that want to volunteer to do this and show some interest, that they might be able to, it'd be better for a committee instead of each one of us at a time.
Well, They have a what they call the CARP committee.
Yep. And we ain't having a meeting since this COVID hit. Because I was going to them every month.
Well, oh, they got something like that already?
Well, yeah. For the village end of it, because our decorations and parks are mainly the decorations and the flags and what
village things, yeah.
And I don't know if it's COVID related, but the CARP has been very silent. And as we come out of that, it would be nice to invite everybody you know that wants to volunteer time. And on Facebook, there were some people that recognized that fact. So get them all down here, make a little committee, and see what we can do.
Because I know we're going to find out that maybe Bob can be involved in this is the usage, which I've heard that of that money that was given to us because of COVID.
Yeah.
That we have, there was, you could use it for community park improvements and stuff because they're considering that the federal government as COVID related to get people back out of their isolation of where they were. So depending all on the wording, you know, we might be able to use that money to improve the park.
That was brought up, but it was never acted upon.
Yeah. Right. So that's something that we'll check into the availability and the usage of that money.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of information on that.
Yeah.
And it came along with the funds.
Yeah.
Kelly's got it.
I don't know if there's a time limit on how long before we have to. Okay, because there is another check coming, correct?
Yeah, I was going to say this.
Down the road.
Supposed to be getting another.
Yeah, I think we have to use it by 2024.
Yeah, okay. So there's plenty of time. Okay. Yeah. It's not like.
Right, but still we don't get going on it soon. And
right.
Most things, it gets delayed and delayed because other things come up. And
didn't they say that Dave Turner from County Planning, Oswego, said he would help?
Yeah. Yeah. And I know you said you'd be talking to Patrick too, so he would have some information. I would imagine if he might know something.
Yes, there is. I mean, Tug Hill is witnessing this across all the towns. They would be a wealth of information on this type of money and how to, I believe they've done webinars maybe.
We have hosted webinars in the past on it, and we will continue to either host them or direct you to ones hosted by others as we become aware of them.
Right. It's a lengthy process, I guess, to do it, but
it's worth it.
But it's worth it in the end. It's just getting the time and the resources to get everything and, you know, basically dot your I's and cross your T's so that they approve what you've done. Because I think you have to, Paul, do you have to do it before? It gets approved?
No, they review it after you've done it, and then they tell you whether or not you qualify.
That's what I'm saying. Nice, so nice. Basically, you have to do it first in hopes.
Hope that you qualify.
That you qualify. So you have to have the money up front in case you.
Well, is there a list of things that we could do?
There is. And they did say if something doesn't qualify in one category, it may qualify in another category.
Yep.
So I've watched a couple webinars on it, and as long as you don't do something
stupid,
really, really stupid, I think that most things are going to be acceptable.
One way or another, it has to be proven that it was affected by COVID somehow or another.
Yes, there's.
You can give a good argument for it, but they're going to accept it.
So it's something we as a board can look into.
Right, yep.
And we will continue to do our best to do that. Any other new business off the floor? Hearing none, seeing none. How about any old business off the floor? Anything we missed? Anything you want to re-bring up?
I wasn't here.
Hearing none, seeing none, we will close old business and we will move on. I just need a motion to adjourn our first meeting of 2022.
I'll move.
I'll second.
I'll third.
Well, all third.
All those in favor of adjourning.
Yes.
All those opposed? And abstained. Thank you very much, everybody.
I think that went very well.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for 30.
Good.
Hallelujah.